When we look at the year 2024 in sub-Saharan Africa, I would say there were some definite lows for the media. And to go through some of this, we continued to see arbitrary detention of journalists in some of these countries that we cover. So if I was to give you examples, currently we have a South Sudanese journalist called Emmanuel Monitol, who's been detained since last year in November and has not been charged. And that is just one example of arbitrary detentions that we see in some parts of this region where journalists are arrested, not told why they're arrested, sometimes detained without being taken to court. We also saw that political instability continued to be bad news for journalists, to be bad news for media. For example, here in Kenya, where I live, protests, anti-government cost of living protests were associated with attacks on the press in the form of physical attacks, brief arrests. We can also talk about Mozambique now, which is still embroiled in a post-election crisis and where we've also documented attacks on the press, or even the countries of the Sahel, where there has been political instability in recent years and where we've seen the media really coming under attack. So we continue to see cybercrime laws being used against journalists. Usually these laws are justified by governments that they're good for safety online. But in countries where we document, for instance, in Nigeria, we've seen those laws being weaponized by governments against the media. And we're concerned that we're seeing other countries trying to enact worrying laws. For example, Zambia, which is currently considering new cybercrime and cybersecurity legislation. And finally, with all of these happening in the home countries of journalists, we're also seeing exile, the exile of the media being an increasing concern. Journalists fleeing conflict, fleeing dangerous situation at home, worried for their freedom or their physical safety.
So now, moving forward to 2025, CPJ has been calling for investigation of attacks of five Kenyan journalists. Mm-hmm. It has been calling for Kenyan authorities to ensure journalists can cover protests safely. CPJ has been urging Ethiopia to commit to press freedom. Mm-hmm. M23 rebels attacking radio stations, journalists killed in eastern DRC, CPJ calling on Angola to commit to press freedom, CPJ calling on South Sudan to actually reveal the whereabouts of a certain editor-in-chief of a privately owned newspaper. Will these calls be heeded by governments as we move to 2025?
We cannot discount that as we go into 2025, it's not an easy year. And I'm not going to speak on behalf of governments. I can't speak on behalf of governments. What I can say is that I'm bringing forward into this new year hope. Hope that these changes and progressive developments we're calling for are actually achievable. And it's because we've seen these things being done. We've seen movement in the past in cases that we thought were difficult or intractable. We've seen governments choosing to do the right thing. An example that comes to mind is, late last year, we saw the Gambian president withdrawing a civil defamation suit against journalists. There's a lot that governments in this region can achieve in terms of press freedom. None of this is very complicated. None of this is very difficult. It's simply a matter of, choosing to do the right thing, choosing to recognize that journalists are essential to the democracies and to the societies that we want to build.